Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, you heard it here live on 92.3 The Fan. Chock full of
mid-season talk.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they 10-6 going into the last week of the season?
I think they are.
He was right there, man.
Dropped a lot of rooms on us.
I'm trying to think of what we got out of this press conference. I'd love to hear what you got out of the press conference. 216-474-0092. You know, the team is back in town. For voluntary workouts, meaning they don't have to be here. A little bit about the weight room, the new weight room that they have in the field house that's going in right now, which is outside his window. So that's good news.
Brown's got poor grades on that, didn't they?
They got crushed on
association survey.
Yeah. But I, unless I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure, and I'll ask Daryl about this next time, that they were taking out part of the indoor field house to put the weight room in there, and so that would give them less room inside to work.
I can tell you when that field house was built, Andy, and the whole complex, it was a prize. And it very quickly became
obsolete.
Yeah. And they haven't expanded the field house.
The Browns would be better served practicing indoor at Kent State, which was built, I think, in like 88.
Kent has a 100-yard field.
Spires is outstanding. Spires indoor field houses. University of Akron has one.
Mm-hmm. Massillon.
Oh, that's school. Right. Massillon High School
Massillon
has one.
Massillon has a phenomenal facility. And the Browns have
like 15 yards inside that they can play.
Take 5 yards and cut left.
All right, guys, I want to work on the 1st and 20 play, but we can't do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to run this play. You were going to run to the end zone, and then we'll come back to the neighbor's driveway. So you got to go two and back for a first down on this.
Don't you want to know more about Deshaun Watson?
I do, but he's not telling us anything. What are we going to hear? Deshaun will talk. You'll hear that on Afternoon Drive.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to hear what Deshaun has to say. Maybe a little bit more information than what Kevin gave us. Kevin basically gave us the generic everything on every injured player that the team has. They're all on their own timeline. They're all at their own pace. Does this mean that the scenario for how the quarterbacks will work, how is that going to play out? How is Jameis Winston going to play out here? Like, are they going to use, you know, we'll just see day to day how these things dictate, and we'll try to get him, you know, some run in the offense.
We'll see how Vrabes fits in.
Yeah, Coach Vrabes, he had a good line, knows his audience, talking about you can never have enough good Buckeyes around.
If you're, he gets it. Really good. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing there. He's played the game now.
I think you're not a full-time assistant, what room do you hang out in?
Any room. You know what room he should be in?
The Vrabes room?
Nope. The way he described it, he's in the Di Podesta room. You don't have to be in the building.
I'd say that's accurate.
He is in the... So going on in the Di Podesta room, we got all these people that are just, their faces pop up on monitors.
Why does the whole room thing aggravate me so
much? I have no idea. This has been a big pet peeve of yours for years.
I don't get it.
Dr. Menigan, do you know why?
He's always had some kind of a tick when it comes to certain verbiage and nouns and that stuff being used in certain ways.
It's funny because that's kind of become something that the use of the language, and nobody's perfect with it, but it drives me nuts sometimes. Mm-hmm. It really does. Why don't we call it the position group,
which
or
is
just
sad.
Our quarterbacks or our wide receivers? No, we're happy with the wide receiver room. Well, good. Do you have nice pictures? You have pictures of Gary Collins up there with Paul Warfield. Is it nicely decorated?
Do they have velvet ropes with a bouncer outside?
I don't know.
Like, let's just say a safety wants to walk into the wide receiving room.
You got to bribe somebody to get in?
Yeah. Like, I wonder what that's like. Do they have champagne service in some rooms?
We're really happy with our defensive backs. Oh, good. But what about the room? Nice carpet?
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot. Can we be honest? Let's just cut
this
right
was
through.
A Kevin Stefanski press conference. It was.
Menigan's happy.
You could have had this in week 9. We could have had this in July. We could have had this at the playoffs. This is a Kevin Stefanski press conference.
All right, can I say something?
Wait, can we please just play this game once?
Both of you.
Hang on one second. Can we play this game just once, and we play it with the listeners too, because I think they'll like it. We'll take Kevin Stefanski bites from throughout last season, and then you'll come back and you'll say,
it's a lot of work.
Where were I? Just 5 bites. Find 5 bites. That's all I'm asking. And you have to ask us when he said this, in the beginning of the season, the middle of the season, or the end of the season. We'll do 6 bites.
I think it'd be better if we did it as in-season, off-season. Is this an in-season quote? Is this an off-season quote?
All right. Well, I want to play that game at some point. Okay, what were we going to say, Jeff? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with my very important question.
No, that's quite all right. I've completely lost thought of what I was going to say. It's this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't give a whole lot of information on anything. I like the guy. I like the way he handles himself. He treats people respectfully, not just media people, but he treats his players with respect. I like the guy. I hope he gets a contract extension, and then I hope he shows that he's a bargain.
The question of, now this I did get a little bit out of. Who will call the plays, Jeff?
Andy, we haven't figured that out yet, but we will.
Are we going to hear that same answer right up until game one? Who will call the plays?
Andy, we might hear that after game one. Well, we all have input. Why? Because we visit all the rooms.
Are you done?
I'm sorry. I'll stop one day.
Jeff, who do we want to call the plays?
I couldn't care less.
I do. I think
Kevin Stefanski has done a fine job of calling plays. I think he's creative. I wonder who's creating the plays. I wonder if it's Kevin, if it's the offensive coordinator. Was it Alex Van Pelt?
Is it AI?
I don't think it's an issue. That it's something Kevin has to give up. I think he does a good job. I really do.
Is it AI?
You can be sure that Paul Di Podesta has a hand in the play calling,
mm-hmm.
and you can be sure if Paul has a hand in it, it's based on computer analysis.
Let me ask him.
Oh, 100% AI could be calling plays and designing plays. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
This stuff is nuts. It's borderline creepy. We're getting closer to Skynet by the hour, and I don't like it.
Is that you really over there, or is that just an image of you? I guess it was an image.
I was going to try to do a Max Headroom. That, you want to talk about old drop?
Yeah, that's an old one.
At what point, then, do we not need offensive coordinators?
1-6.
If we're going to use AI for this stuff, and I'm not saying that they are, I want Kevin to call the first 20 plays of the game. That's what I want.
Well, he's not calling those. He's reading those off a sheet.
Well, someone is figuring out what those first 20 plays are, whether it's Kevin, Paul.
Max Headroom,
AI.
Skynet.
Ken Dorsey.
Vrabes.
Vrabes.
Ask Madden button.
Right, the Ask Madden button. God. Exactly who's calling the plays. I hope that we're really not at that point.
So here's the other one. Kevin Stefanski, of course, bringing up the idea of Deshaun Watson's rehab. He was asked about that. Of course, that's a pointed question involving this entire season and the success of the Browns this season. He had this. Let me frame it this way. After hearing that, encouraged, discouraged, right where you walked in?
Right where I walked in?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we walked. I don't have anything there. He didn't give me anything. Like, I need him.
There was nothing there.
I think best case scenario in this situation, Kevin can come out and say, man, I don't want to jump the gun on this, but I do like where we're at. That would have been your best case scenario.
Well, but then all of a sudden.
Oh, it's faster to his return.
Well, all of a sudden, then it's optimistic. And if it doesn't go well, then there's a major problem. You know, let's be honest, Andy. That's what would have happened, right? If he had said, you know what, he's doing really well and we're really optimistic. And then if there was any kind of a setback, then it becomes a huge story. And Kevin just avoided a huge story because we have no idea where he actually is in his comeback.
None. I mean, he knows. People around him know where he's at. Doctors.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell anybody else. Not going to tell the fan base.
Somehow or another, some of that stuff gets leaked every once in a while. But you never know if it's true. Because if the Browns don't confirm it and Deshaun doesn't confirm it, then it's not true.
It's not true.
And it doesn't matter what they're saying.
Or it's written on the wall in a room.
So the second of this, it's the same exact question. Encouraged, discouraged, or right where you walked in when it came to Deshaun Watson. Here's his thoughts on Nick Chubb. I asked both of you the same exact question after this is done. Are you encouraged, discouraged, or right where you walked in?
Same place I was.
A little discouraged at the end. What he said at the end. When he's ready, he's ready.
Really?
Yeah. He's attacking it, which I would not be surprised, which is what we heard about it the first time he had a major injury the same way, right? Same thing. He attacked it. He went after it, just like he plays football.
Should it scare you that the Browns' top two offensive players are both recovering from surgeries and we don't really know much?
It'll scare me week two. It doesn't scare me.
Don't even have to come back for that. That's so accurate, it's ridiculous.
Ooh. I think we had a major breakthrough on basket at Phelps today.
You're a whole new guy since you came back from Italy.
Proud of you. All right, so we're going to play this cut as well involving where any kind of setback or anything like that involving Deshaun Watson. We'll play this one as well. Same question. Keep it relatively short.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If by chance Deshaun Watson's not able to go, I'm very comfortable with Jameis Winston at quarterback.
I think we all will be. I think we're all at that same point. I'm okay with it too. I don't have any problems. And Tyler Huntler's played. I mean, it's not like the other quarterback on this roster is.
Tyler went to a Pro Bowl, Andy.
Yeah, so
well,
I mean,
they needed somebody in the uniform.
I just think I just don't feel overwhelmingly superior to the rest of the league at our quarterback position right now, but I do feel competent. And I do feel like we have guys that can win football games and that can take you to where you want to go. How's that sound? I think we have good people that know how to drive the ship.
Our backup quarterback led the NFL in passing yards not too long ago.
So there you have it. All right, we're going to go back. We're going to talk about the Cavaliers, take on the Orlando Magic. Danny Green, our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, former Cavalier, joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.